What's going on, people? It's your boy Kalechi back with another episode of the Ramblin' Mind Podcast. How are each and every single one of y'all doing today? I hope y'all are staying safe. I hope y'all are taking care of yourselves. I hope y'all are doing all the things you know you ought to do during these times, my friends. I hope you're good. I hope you're taking care of yourselves, my friends. I hope everybody is doing well as we enter into the middle of February. And for all the lovebirds out there, happy Valentine's Day. I'm not a fan of Valentine's Day, guys. I find it to be such a consumerist holiday because everything is just designed to take money out of our pockets. I hate it. I'm not a fan of Valentine's Day at all. It's just a made-up BS holiday that is designed to get us to spend money on stuff that doesn't really matter. Like, it just bothers me. It bothers me a lot because it just removes the focus on what we should be focusing on and puts it on all these stuff that doesn't really matter, and it really bothers me. But that's not why you're here today. You're not here to hear me complain about Valentine's Day and how I don't like Valentine's Day, because in my opinion, you should celebrate your loved ones every single day. Like, when you are with them, you should be doing things that make them feel special. Like, that's how you should be together. Like, say things that make them feel special so that Valentine's Day is not the day that you then decide, like, oh, I'm gonna do something special for you. Like, yes, I agree, like, go out, do stuff, but like, that should be all the time. You should be enjoying each other in the mundane things of life. Enjoy the mundane. Like, there should be something you guys do that in a normal day that should be like making Valentine's Day be like, why do we need to do this? There's nothing special about Valentine's Day because every day is Valentine's Day. But that's besides the point. I'm on one of those things where I think I wrote a podcast, or I did a podcast once, and I wrote an article called Celebrate in the Ordinary, or Celebrate the Mundane. And I think that's something that in our culture, especially with social media and the things that we have in our lives, where everything now has to be extraordinary. Nothing can be ordinary anymore, which leads us down this spiral of, if we can't celebrate in the ordinary things, if we can't live our life and enjoy the mundane things of taking walks, of waking up, of driving to work, of all these little things that we do every single day, if we can't enjoy those moments, which is 99% of our lives, we will live a miserable experience because the only time we are enjoying it is the 1%, the extraordinary things that happen in the 1% of life. And if that's the only thing that we measure ourselves up to, which is what we do when we go on social media and we look at other people's highlights and we look at our lives and we're like, oh, my life is so boring. If that is the only way that we measure ourselves up, we are doomed to live a very discontent, a very depressed experience, a very depressed existence, because we're not enjoying the day-to-day things, the foods that we eat, the people that we get to have conversations with, the things that we get to watch. If we can't just enjoy the ordinary, boring things of life, life will be very hard for us. But anyway, let me get off my soapbox on that whole topic. Recently, I've been in the book of Proverbs. I've been reading the book of Proverbs a lot because I just believe it's a good way to start off the year, like, just to get wisdom, because I want to be wise. I want to lead my life in the best way possible. I want to be able to honor God, but also in the same way, I want to make sure that I'm doing everything in mindset to make sure I'm taking care of business. I really want to have wisdom. I want to understand, like, what are the wise words that are out there for us to learn? And something that I'm learning in the book of Proverbs is there is nothing new under the sun. Like, I keep reading the book of Proverbs and I'm just like, yo, good advice and wise wisdom, there is nothing new. Like, the wisdom that is shared with each and every single one of them, there's actually nothing new with them. Like, let me just go through a few examples of some of the passages that have stuck out to me as I was reading through Proverbs. And in the book of Proverbs, these are some of my favorites that have stuck out to me so far. So in Proverbs chapter 6:6-11, this is my favorite proverb. I love this proverb so much. It says, go to the ant, you sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep, O little sheep? A little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall your poverty come on you like a prowler and your need like an armed man. I love this proverb. Basically, it's like, don't be lazy. This one just speaks to me on such a deep level, because I hear so many people be like, oh, I wish I could do this, I wish I could do that. But then half the time they're just sitting down watching Netflix. I'm like, you wish, but your wish is not going to become reality if you don't get to work. But I also love the other part of this. It also talks about, like, the way you should manage your money. It says, like, the ant, it provides her supplies in the summertime. In other words, when it's time to plant, plant. When it's time to plant, plant so that you can enjoy the fruits of your labor later. Like for some of us, we're young. The time for us to be planting is right now so we can enjoy the fruits of our labor in the summertime. When we actually need it. I love this proverb so much. It's like, don't be lazy. Work hard. Do the things you know you should be doing. And even like, I love the part it says like, you don't need to tell an ant what to do. It just does it. We don't need people to come and tell us like, you need to be doing this. Like once you get out of your parents' house, it's all on you. And you don't need anybody to tell you what you should be doing. But anyway, that's one of the ones. Another one I love that it puts out there is, there is one who makes himself rich yet has nothing. And one who makes himself poor yet has riches. This is Proverbs chapter 13, verse 7. And it's kind of like, it's basically, wealth is not what you see. Wealth is what you do not see. If you spend much of your time trying to show off all the time, you will have nothing in your pocket. And it's just like, whoa. And the reason why this stood out to me is, I like you guys know, my favorite writer is Morgan Housel. And one of the things he always says is that line that I just said is, wealth is what you do not see. And it just like, it blew my mind. I was like, wait a minute. By no means, I don't know if Morgan Housel is a Christian or anything like that, but I was like, whoa. If you're hearing the same themes across various different people, it's like, wait a minute. Hold on. There must be a truth here. And this is what I finally understood when I was reading Proverbs. And also when I listen to different podcasts, I've been listening to a podcast called The Daily Stoic. And a lot of the themes in The Daily Stoic is very similar to the same things I read when I read the Bible or when I listen to people talk about like how to manage your money better or when I listen to people like Simon Sinek or when like all of these things, everybody is saying the exact same thing. Even sometimes when I listen to Gary Vee, it's like, wait a minute. Everybody is saying the same thing. There is nothing new. Nothing they're saying is originals. I've been listening to Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. He's a Stoic. And it's like, wait a minute. Even what he's saying is the exact same thing. And Marcus Aurelius was a Roman emperor a long time ago. And he wrote like in his journals. And it's like all the advice that he wrote in there are the same themes that I'm hearing on so many other things. Personal finance books, like I just said, Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel, Richer, Wiser, Happier, The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F, Atomic Habits, every self-help book that I've read, they're all saying the same thing. Literally, there is nothing new. All the advice that they are giving me are the exact same thing. And then I realized the second thing. All the advice that they're given is boring. Like The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Book, Giving an F is a really good book. Like Atomic Habits is a really good book. Psychology of Money, a really good book. The Bible, a beautiful book. Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, a really good book. All of these are good books, but on the surface, they are boring. Like if I'm being honest, self-help is not the biggest category of sales. Like fiction and all this other stuff will always outsell self-help books. Even though I still have a problem with self-help books because it should really be called Help Others Book because that's how we actually find the fulfillment in life is by helping other people rather than trying to help ourselves. But that's a whole other thing. But the point is that the good advice that they're given is boring, is extremely boring. And then that hit me. I was like, oh, this is why nobody does it. I was like, if these advice are so plentiful and so available, how come nobody takes action? Because one thing that I always wonder is like when it comes to finances, people always ask me like, yo, what do I need to do with my finance? What do I need to do? And I always say the same things like live on less than you make, invest and save the rest. Like that's literally it when it comes to your money. That's how you win with money. Live on less than you make, invest and save the rest. It's a very simple thing. Or when people ask like, oh man, how are you so fit? And I'm like, oh yeah, I just go to the gym. I eat good food and I come home. Like I take time to look at what I'm eating, what I want to eat. I make a plan. I follow it. Boom. Like the advice in and of itself is simple. But it's boring. And you know what people don't want? Boring, good advice. People don't want that. People do not want to hear you come and say, oh, all you need to do is pay attention. Like if you want to take care of your finances, go look over your expenses, create some kind of plan for it, whether it's a budget or a cautious spending plan or whatever. Put those plans into action. Start saving some money. Put some money away for your retirement and invest in. And just make sure that you don't overdo it on lifestyle inflation. Literally, these are the simple advices. It's very simple, right? Like, it's simple. But people see that and they don't do it. Why? It's boring, but more importantly, it challenges us. Because all of a sudden, it removes all the fluff. It removes all the nonsense that we like to put into it. And we believe like, oh, there has to be a secret. You know, on YouTube, I love watching YouTube. As you guys, YouTube is my favorite platform to watch. Like, I love watching YouTube. The videos that go viral on YouTube is not the video that is called How to Manage Your Money Better. It's the video that is called The Secrets to Building Wealth. Why? Because we all fantasize that the reason why we can't get ahead is not because we're doing something not right. It's not because we refuse to look over our expenses. It's not because that we kind of want to do all the high life things that we see on Instagram and all this stuff. It's not because of any of that. It's because there must be a hidden secret. There must be something more. There must be something that everybody's trying to hide from me. I love one proverb. It says in the book of Proverbs, it says that bread eaten in secret is sweet. Bread eaten in secret is sweet. In other words, the things that we believe are being done in the back rooms feels much better than the things that are being done in the open. And so we believe that if it's being done in the back rooms, it must be better. There must be something better and wiser about the things that is being done in the back room rather than the things that are widely available to us. And I just found it so interesting because when we do the mundane things, when we do the boring things, we actually see results. It's crazy. When we do the boring, actually sitting down, looking over our finances, actually sitting down, making a plan for our money, actually sitting down, determining where we will spend our money, saving money, investing money, paying off our debts. When we take the time to do these things, it actually works. It's crazy. It actually works. But the challenge, it's simple, but it's hard. Because there's an emotional aspect of it, of us coming to terms with, yo, I have done it wrong in the past. What I was doing doesn't work. And I have to come to terms with the fact that maybe it's on me. Maybe I'm the problem here. Maybe I've made a mistake here. And that's a hard thing to come to. That's a hard thing to come to. I'm not saying this is the thing for every single person, but this is what I've noticed. Because there's an emotional aspect that I don't think we nearly talk enough about. There's a heavy emotional burden aspect when it comes to trying to take care of ourselves. There's an emotional heavy aspect when it comes to our money, when it comes to our finances, when it comes to our health, when it comes to all of these things. And I don't want to put it out there that there are some things where it's like, yo, life is life. But for most of us, that is not the case. For most of us, we do not live a life where everything has just gone wrong for us. I understand that life will go full life. Like, I make room for that. And I'm not going to, like, that makes sense. But for most of us, if we actually look at things, that is not the problem. The problem is, like I read one thing, the problem for everybody is man's inability to sit in a corner and just say with his thoughts. A lot of, I forget the quote exactly, but it's basically, it says something about all of our problems come from the inability of man to sit in a room by himself in his own thoughts. Because when you sit in a room with your own thoughts, you have to come to terms with what it is that's going on in your head. And that is hard. That is hard. I still can't do it. It is hard for me to sit in a room and talk about and deal with what is going on with my own head. It's hard. It's scary. But we have to do it. We have to do it. I love, because if we don't, I love how Proverbs puts it. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20 to 22. I love this. It says, wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open spaces. She cries out in the chief concourses. At the openings of the city, at the gates in the city, she speaks her words and she says this, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning and fools hate knowledge. Wisdom is everywhere for us. It's in the mundane, obvious things we all know we should be doing. Now, of course, do we need guidance sometimes? Yes, definitely. We need guidance. But first, you have to come to terms with the fact that this is what I think I know I should be doing. And then you get to work. Because if we don't come to terms of being simple, of being scorners, of keeping, when he says scorners, basically scorners are trolls on the internet. Basically, scorners are people who, when somebody's trying to give them good advice, they just say like, oh, that's impossible. That can't be. That's impossible. Not everybody can do it. And they just push it off because what does it do? It challenges us. It challenges us. And so they automatically get defensive and push away from it. And so wisdom is like, yo, I'm available to you, but you have to do the work though. You have to do the work because, and then this is how it finishes off. And I love how it finishes off in verse 24 to 27. And it says, if you don't, here's what wisdom does. If we do not, it says, because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no one regarded, because you disdained my counsel and would have none of my rebuke. I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock you when your terror comes, like a storm. And your destruction comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you. Wisdom is available to all of us. So there's two choices that we get to make. We either heed the word of wisdom and learn to sit in a corner and do the hard work. Or we get wisdom laughing at us because we refuse to heed her advice. So the question I have for all of us as we close this thing out is simply this. Will we choose to listen to Lady Wisdom and do the mundane, ordinary, boring things we know we ought to do? Life is lived in the ordinary. Life is enjoyed in the boring. Life is lived in the mundane day-to-day activities. But we all get to choose what life we want to live. Is it hard? Yes. But I would rather listen to Lady Wisdom and live a life that I can truly enjoy. But anyway, that's all I got for y'all. I hope y'all learned one, maybe two things out of this entire thing. If you did, hit that like button. If you enjoyed it, hit that subscribe button. But I'm going to catch y'all up in the next one. Remember, generosity. Actually, before that, if you enjoyed this podcast, share it with one person that you love, one person that you hate, and one person you just kind of about. And by that time, or what is it? The new saying is mid. One person you're kind of like mid about. But anyway, I'm going to catch y'all up in the next one. Remember, generosity is always greater than greed. God bless each and every single one of y'all. And I'm out. Peace. Whoosh.